This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. And our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather, kind of warmed up, didn't it? Summer's back. Anyway, 73 down on the island this morning. Looks like areas of patchy fog early. I ran through a lot of ground fog coming in this morning, but we're looking at abundant sunshine, high of 79, and east-southeast winds 10 to 20 today. And then tonight, mostly clear, areas of patchy fog again developing, probably after about midnight. So low of 73, south-southeast winds 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, pretty much the same, patchy fog early, sunshine along with some cloudy intervals, maybe an afternoon, high of 81, southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, we have two of them. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're sitting on a high right now. That occurred at 2:05 a.m. It was a 1.9. So standing high most of the morning, then a low this evening at 5:17 p.m., an 0.3. Sunrise this morning, 7:27 a.m., and sunset, 6:40 p.m. Our moon phase is 56%. We're on a half moon. And currently, looking around the complex, winds are pretty much down. Depends on where you're at. Along the coast, it looks kind of like a southeast wind. You move northward into the complex, and it's more of a light north or northeast. Old rollover sites, southeast at 3, North Jetty southeast at 8, San Luis Pass is southeast at 6, then next door over around Sabine, it's southeast at 8, and then up in the lake, it's like north at nothing. It's real light and variable the farther inland you go. So it's where we stand this morning, weather, wind and tides, all that. So let's get started off. Let's run over to the Golden Triangle area and check in with Captain Bill Watkins, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing, man?
How are you doing this morning, Nick?
I'm good, brother. I am good.
Well, here. That's just ducky, right?
Just ducky. Boy, speaking of ducky, it's right around the corner, duck season. Deer season,
boy,
duck
it
season.
Is.
Here we go, man. Hope everybody knows their limits and their laws. Get a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I depend on my buddy when we're duck hunting. I go to his place and hunt with him. And,
right.
He knows all the rules and regs. And I'm clueless.
Well, it's just, you know, you can get six in aggregate, and that includes mergansers. If anybody thinks they can shoot them extra for a bonus duck, you can't. They go in your strap for six bird aggregate. But, you know, mallards, you can have five. with only two hens in that, and you get three wood ducks, two redheads, two canvasback, one scalp, one pintail, and one dusky duck. And the first 5 days of the season, model ducks and like a Mexican duck or black duck and their hybrids, that's closed for the first 5 days. And then all other species, you know, like teal and gadwall and widgeon, you can shoot six of those. So,
well, I'll tell you, that's real simple. I like the widgeons and the gadwalls.
Yeah.
That's mostly what we kill on my buddy's place. Teal, you know, out there. And don't see too many mallards because we're too close to the coast, I think.
Yeah, you get a real cold winter, we'll get them down here, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're calling for, a La Nina winter, so looks like warmer than usual. Now, we'll have our cold moments, but warmer and drier this winter. I like the drier part.
Yeah, that's okay for me because it rained for 6 months. You know, nonstop. So, and I tell you, I think that it really hurt our fishery. But
we've been talking this week extensively about this. You know, me and a lot of buds I fish with, and there are so many little fish everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and especially in Trinity Bay, I mean, you can pull up to the wells, it's every cast on, you know, 12 to 14 and a half inchers, and, you know, just all over the place like that, all your trout haunts, and even under the birds and things like that. And if we can just get a couple of dry years, I mean, in 2 and 3 years, all those fish that we have now, if we can just get them through the system without any, you know, floods or freezes or anything, I mean, fishing will be great again.
Yes. It
Lots
could
of numbers.
Be.
We can just grow them up, you know?
Yeah. There are a lot of numbers, you know. There's a whole lot of 12-inch, 12-and-a-half-inch trout in our system.
Yeah.
And now Louisiana's protected them, sort of. I mean, I don't know.
Sort of, yeah.
How many
people... And those are one-year-old fish, you know, and when they become 2 years old, they'll be in the 16, 17-inch class, and they just get a little bit bigger every year, so quality's on the horizon. If we just can, you know, I mean, how much fresh water's come through your system and in my system over here since 2015? It's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
I mean, just look at the river data. It'll blow your mind.
Yeah, 2016 forward, we've only had one dry drought fall, and that was last year. And, I mean, this year it started off raining on January the 1st.
Yes.
And didn't let up. And just come on and on and on and on. And after late May, I never fished the lake again until just now.
Yeah.
I stayed in the lower channel, and, you know, there was a lot of fish down there that escaped. But, and some nice fish, too. But they didn't escape me. I fished in places that nobody was fishing, and I did what I needed to do. So, at least Louisiana took the guide's limit away, which made it easy, you know. And they took away the big redfish. You can't keep one a day oversized,
right?
And they did up the trout limit to 13 inches, which is like, okay, y'all did good, but you stopped short of cutting the limit to 10, you know, which is where it ought to be, 8 to 10, to let the fishery recover. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, in their infinite wisdom, they
15 fish is a lot for these days.
Texas is a 3-fish limit. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. That's stupid. That's my opinion,
joke, isn't it?
And I'm sticking to it.
We were at 5, and everybody was, you know, accustomed to it and fine with it. But
yeah.
2 fish, I mean, why not? If you're going to knock 2 fish off and give you, why not just close it down totally? I mean, seriously. And
yeah, why not? I got six.
Dolphins and the sharks eat more than that. I mean, they've.
Oh, heck yes.
And the bull reds. Look at all of them. I mean, I hear a bull red story every day. Somebody goes, man, I was reeling this little trout in, and about a 36-inch red ate my trout right at the boat.
Well, just, I got one to add to that.
Daily.
We had a 5-foot garfish take a fish off our line yesterday.
Right.
And that's
garfish, they're hungry too.
They just come right up there and grab that trout right in the middle, and away he went. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, there's something following
boys,
my
he's
fish.
All mine. I'm taking him.
He said, there's a big fish out here. He's following my, the water was clear enough you could see him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he come up there and grabbed that trout at the last minute by the boat. And, hey, what a deal.
You know, I talked to a good shrimper friend of mine, old Big John. He's like the best shrimper there is up my way. I mean, he said, I've been watching this bay slowly die for 10 years. You know, he keeps an eye on his bycatch and all that. He said, just like crabs, they don't catch the crabs they used to in their shrimp nets.
No.
And, you know, there's a lot of variables there. He said most all your bycatch now is little sand trout and little gaff top. Majority of it, few croakers, you know.
But that's kind of a sad story. And he's out there every day,
every
season
day.
Looking at it.
I mean, he's where they're at. He knows.
Yep. And you know they don't ask my opinion. Parks and Wildlife don't ask my opinion of either state, neither one. And they have a valuable information source. I wouldn't lie to them. That's, you know, what I'm catching is what I'm catching. What I'm seeing is what I'm seeing. You know, but right now I've lost most of my better fish. They're still in that ship channel.
Isn't that something?
But they've got 2 dred ships going up and down that middle, the lower channel,
mm-hmm.
and they're spewing mud right back into the water.
Oh, boy.
They're not using dredge pipes to put it over in spoil pools.
Yeah,
and I guess
pools,
they're just scraping up and down. And I have no idea. I've never seen a dredge ship before. But it's just spewing the water mud right back outside of the ship. And they have got that channel so whacked out. It looks like coffee with cream. And you can't catch a fish down there right now.
Well, in every tide exchange, whether it's incoming or outgoing, it just takes it all that silt, spreads it all over the complex.
Yeah, it's kind of stuck in the channel right now. Mm-hmm. The upper channel is kind of a green color, and the lower channel is muddy as all get out because we keep going up and down that same stretch, and it's an amazing thing to see. And I went down there about 3 or 4 times before I finally figured it out. Oh, that mud is coming out of those dredges.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I quit going down there anymore. It's hopeless. So now it looks like I'm going to be going mid-lake to north.
Head again. North, young man. Head north.
Head north, yep.
All right. Yep. Let me go north and do a break right quick. I'll be right back at you, buddy.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
All right.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everyone about the Belleville Meat Market. If you've never been there, yo it to yourself. Stop by and check it out. It's really a cool place. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. And in their store, check it out. They have smoked sausage samples available daily in the store. Try it before you buy it. With a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue, that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I'll check out their pecan smoked pulled pork homemade hot dogs. They have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, original country hot dogs. You can buy two of those right now, get the third pack free. And if you're looking to have a quarter or a half calf processed, that's available for pre-order also. And their wild game processing, just in time for deer season, they have a new sausage recipe. You got to try it. And while you're there getting your processing done, get your deer tamales and your venison hot dogs. Your family will really love you for it. And they're now taking orders for their country smoked turkeys. Thanksgiving right around the corner. 11 to 13 pound average weight birds. Limited supply, so get them while you can. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 here in the Bayou City. Okay, Mr. Bill Watkins, we're back.
Well, I'm here with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, starting rolling down the highway here.
You fishing today, my friend?
Yeah, I'm 4 days, 5 days into a 10-day stretch.
You're going to be tired like, after 10 days, man. You ain't no spring chicken anymore.
Well, thanks for the encouragement.
Hey,
it's not crazy.
My dog's having, you know, my old lab, she's just all messed up. And I made her some, buddy and I made a ramp for her to walk down and come back up on the upper deck. On the back patio when she goes out and does her business. Well, I had some carpet squares on there where she could grip it good. Well, it's kind of gotten slick, so I went out there and I bought me a 40-foot roll of that big-time, you know, anti-skid tape you put down, and I did all that. The next day, my left hamstring and I got out of bed. I couldn't even hardly walk. I'm dragging a leg. I'm going, golly, that wasn't even that big a job. And I'm going, boy, and it's not going to get any better. I said, man, let me go fishing. That's not near the work this is.
Doing projects.
Yeah, projects, honeydews and stuff. Man, that's nasty.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, I had to do some door repair the other day and paint the back door, paint both sides of the back door. And I'm telling you, that was a hard job. Not like standing behind that console with a remote control trolling motor doing my thing.
Yeah.
But where I get into trouble is casting, getting my shoulders kind of messed up.
I am so blessed I hadn't had any shoulder trouble, man. That's just...
Yeah, that's a sad problem.
That is so hard on a lure fisherman, you know, that chunks and winds all day. You know, I see it when I fish with old Cliff Webb down there in Corpus. He's been nursing those shoulders for years, and there's going to come a time he's just going to have to break down and go through it, man.
Yeah. My answer for my right shoulder now is no more rotator cuffs at all. They're broke loose and retracted into the muscle. Hey, cortisone shot every once in a while. But the answer to the problem is a shoulder replacement. I said, no. Just went through that once before,
didn't you? Some kind of repair on your shoulder, and you had to go through all that rehab?
It was probably 6 months of pain, you know, before I finally got rehabbed. And then, you know, here it is about 4 years later, and it tears loose anyway, and it's gone. So I don't know how much good I did. Hey, it's still functional. You just have to be careful how I lift those heavy ice packs. Can't just swing them over the side of the boat anymore. Take care of that. I'll be all right, I think. But we do finally have birds working in the lake now.
Good. Well, it's time.
Got on some really pretty 31-inch reds yesterday. And those things, I mean, they were sticking their backs out of the water because it was flat and calm out there. And, man, I mean, those guys, we caught a pretty good box full of trout. And they just enjoyed that redfish. You know, seeing them bust like that and the big copper-colored back sticking out of the water. And the water's real pretty clear out there, you know, tannic clear, and you can see down, you know, 3 feet.
Yeah, my bay's so beautiful right now, so green and clear, and I've been making a bunch of loops, you know, looking for those pumpkin patches. I hadn't hit them yet, but it, you know, timing's everything. You just got to be moving from point A to point B to stumble up on something like that.
That's right.
It'll come.
Well, we hit two different bunches of them yesterday, and they had a few trout in them. But I think the big trout move is up north now. You know, back up in Spain and the Natchez. That's where the fish are. They've showed back up there just like we knew they would.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's one advantage to this warm fall we've had. You know, this last full moon, we probably got a pretty good spawn off. You know, especially with the equinox and, you know, the king tides, the bull tides, or whatever you want to call them, great tides. Everybody has a name for them. But there's no telling how many eggs were pushed up into our estuaries. And, well, there's another round of trout for the future.
Well, it's... I think our fishery did okay. This wasn't as good as last fall when we had that prolonged drought. But I did notice a lot of fish in late August were, you know, they were trying to spawn.
Sure.
They were still, a lot of the better trout were still pooched out with eggs.
Right.
And, yeah, I laid a bunch of them. And so I know a lot of them got through.
Well, we're getting into the time of year where, man, all the your favorite hard baits and, you know, a lot of different baits are going to work and do well with them. You don't have to, you know, I mean, you don't have to just stick with soft plastics. You know, the summer thing when you're fishing deep structure and all that, then you can start working shallow flats and using all these multitude of lures that are fun to get bites on, man. The good corky thumps.
I'm telling you.
Slamming lilies and, you know. Blow-ups on your favorite topwaters. I mean, hey, that's what everybody looks forward to, you know, after a long summer.
Well, I'm catching a lot of my trout in the ditches that have a little depth of 4 foot or more in bayous. There's a lot of fish in the bigger bayous. And it seems like that, you know, there's not that much out there in the lake itself, but, you know, a lot of 12-inch fish.
Well, you get so many small shrimp coming out of these drains on tide exchanges, and that's where those fish live this time of year. You know, they like the structure as far as the drop-off or the, you know, the points and things like that, and when you don't have shell, and that's prime habitat for these fish this time of year. Drains, and more drains. If you can find them.
Yep.
Get a good tide.
That's how it's working right now. Some of the deeper bios, you might go up in that bio a quarter mile or so and find an S-curve. And those S-curves, that's where those fish will be.
Well, they'll have a deep drop-off on one side of it and then a shallow flat and a point on the other side of it.
That's right. And those doggone fish will get up there in a constricted run, straight run, and that's where they'll meet those shrimp.
Yes, they run those ledges.
Yep. But most of them I've been catching, we've had to crawl the bait on the bottom to get the better fish.
Yeah.
It's hard to make yourself slow down and fish that way. We fished for 15, 20 minutes the other morning. I think it was Sunday morning. And we saw shrimp jumping on the surface, but we couldn't catch the fish. And I just slowed it down and crawled it. Just pull it, you know, like a bass worm on my And boy, that knocked the fire out of it.
They're running them shrimp out of the mud, them better fish.
I said, okay, here it is, guys. Drag it on the bottom. And boy, we all started catching them. You work it just like normal, and it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So you got to be aware of those situations.
Well, and that's what those trout are doing, those better fish. They're down in there in that mud running them shrimp out of it. The ones that get away are the ones that are jumping on the surface, but they're down there gorging on them, coming right out of that mud. You know, people don't realize how those shrimp will lay up in that mud like that.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not real sure how many shrimp we actually have. I know that there's a couple of butterfly boats on the bigger bows over in Louisiana. And they're working, you know, at night mostly.
Yeah.
And laying up in the day, they'll be in their sleep. Well, there's some big boats over there. I mean, you know, like 40 footers. And they got those big butterflies. I know they're doing their thing at night.
Yeah, they're working those tides at night, those good strong tides. Yeah. And they're just filling them butterfly nets up with shrimp, man.
So that's the thing going on that side. We've got a couple of big boats working up on the intercoastal.
Right.
Going toward Orange from Nature's River over toward Orange.
Mm-hmm.
They're I'm sure they're out there every day, so they're probably being successful. That's what's happening right now.
Well,
and of course, out in the middle of the lake, there's a lot of small fish out there. You catch a keeper once in a while.
Yeah.
But and we've just now, after that cold front blew out, the humidity was all over the boat yesterday.
There was a heavy heat.
And, man, that's when those fish lit off out there in the lake. It was that northeast wind, even after it got light, it was the high pressure was retarding the efforts of those fish to school.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the shrimp were down in the mud. And you just couldn't find them. But now they're starting back. I look for today to be even better.
Well, that's kind of been a pattern over this way, you know, out deep, smaller fish, lots of them, especially under birds, diving gulls, as the sports writers used to like to say. We just say birds.
Yeah.
But and the shallower you go, the better the fish are, the better the quality. So same old pattern been going on since the beginning of time, long as I've been around anyway. All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to get over and get with you and work you to the bone, how do they get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
All right, Bill. Run them, baby, run them. Get them while they're hot.
Get them while they're hot. That's
right. It. Well, you be safe out there. Catch them up. I'll talk to you Saturday. See what's up again, brother. All right, see you, man. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. And, you know, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks with same-day delivery, and there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether you're on a 24-7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated and let them handle it all for you. Call them at 281-332-6224 or check them out at sales@alliedinc.com. That's spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now and check in with Richard the Fish Dude Tosh. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Man, I'm here, buddy. It's all good.
I'm always good. I'm always good. There ain't no doubt. This cooler weather in the mornings is still nice, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we kind of lost that cool feeling in the mornings around here on the coast. And yeah, it's still better than 82, 83 in the mornings and muggy. But, man, I was liking those light northeast winds and, you know, the 60s. And, boy, it felt so good.
Well, see, it's 57 up here right now. So it's you know, it's still kind of cool. But like I say, later on the day, it gets hot as it can be. So. That's one thing. The mornings are still nice and all, so I'm just ready to get some of them cold fronts with some wind to make that lake start cooling down. That's the main thing. Get that wind, that good north wind blowing for about 24 hours and just turn that water up so it'll cool everything down real good. Get them fish a little bit more active. But them dang catfish, they're still doing good, but that bass, we bass fished the other day, and them knuckleheads, we had one good one jump off, one 4-pounder jumped off on us, and then had a had just a bunch of little bitty rascals. I mean, them little knuckleheads were everywhere. But I know there's some bigger ones biting, but it is what it is. You know, I stuck to the rock pattern all day, you know, because it's typically this time is what happens with those bass. They'll get on those rocks and just start chasing bait that's running around and stuff like that. So,
right.
One of them, the 4-pounder jumped off, started off with kind of chunking spinner baits and then had some popar tied on too. So, was chunking them around a little bit and trying to get everything to, cover that subsurface and then the surface bite early, and that's right off the bat. I mean, this lady that was in the back of the boat, they're from up north, so they knew how to really chunk with spinning rods. So it took put them spinner baits on and told them, just go to chunking up here. There's some stumps and some rocks.
Cover that water.
That's it. Cover that water. And she goes, I think I'm hung up. I'm looking at her line. I said, no, ma'am, you got a fish. You need to jerk on it. And that rascal was swimming sideways with it. And then he decided to jump. Like I said, it was about a 4-pounder. And he just jumped off, jumped, spit that spinner bait at her. And I said, yeah, those are the ones we're looking for right there, that was the only good one we had all day was that one.
When
one
you
like that.
Something about that bass jumping, that reminds me. Remember Orlando Wilson, his TV
show.
He'd always say, look at that sucker jump.
I know, man.
I never saw him catch a big bass in all them years.
No, but I'll tell you what, that was a good show.
He caught a ton of them. I just never saw a big boy,
That's right. But that's way back, that's a long time ago. There wasn't near as many big ones back then, I don't think, as there are now with that Florida strain that they got out there and stuff like
hybrids.
That. But
Florida hybrids.
Yep. But I'll tell you what, man, those native Texas fish, they're you look at them and, man, it looks like they could swallow a basketball if you get a big one. And that's what's the big difference
big
between
old
the
giant heads and tails on them, big old mouth. Growing up, when I was bass fishing a lot when I was young, a 7-pounder or 8-pounder, that was a trophy back then.
I guarantee you.
I've seen guys cull 7s out of their live wells nowadays in a tournament.
I've been there. That's what's so bad. Here in a little bit, I'm going to shoot you a picture of a buddy of mine. He shot me last night, and all he says, back in the day, we won a championship tournament over at Rayburn, holding up plaques and checks. So it's like, good night. I mean, I sent him a message back, says, you sure were young back then. But
man, people have been sending me a bunch of old pictures, said, you know who this other guy is in this photo? I mean, from like 40 and 50 years ago, I'm going, man, I know who that one guy is, but.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I didn't even know he had a picture like that, because that's one of the matter of fact, that was probably in 96 or 97 whenever we did that particular tournament and won it. So, because it was a Honey Hole tournament. I mean, Honey Hole magazine was out.
Yeah, Honey Hole magazine. Those were the
guys. And they shut that thing down. I can't even remember when they shut that down because I used to write for them, and it was one of the things, but it was one of their tournaments that we had won on Rayburn. And it was like, good night. I mean, I even looked young back then. So it was something else. But, you get to looking at some of them old pictures, like you say, who this other guy is. Man, I'll tell you what, my memory has gotten so bad. I got that CRS, so it's one of them things where it's like, good night. I can remember your face till the day I die, but I can't remember your name on a lot of it. Just,
the name thing kind of fades away if you're not around them for a while, 10,
yep.
20 years. But
exactly.
But like I said, with Mainstream, he sent me a picture yesterday, and it's an old duck hunting picture. And he's with Daryl Skiller, and they both look like little boys, man. I'm going,
oh, my goodness.
Lord.
I remember those days. I mean, that's what's bad. I mean, that's matter of fact, in that championship deal, I had a Mustad shirt on. That's when Mike was repping Mustad, and that was, I was working with him back then.
Right.
So there's so many different things that happened over the years, you know, just like that Mustad deal. I mean, it's like, good night. They used to have it, Big Bass World Championship also, and I did a bunch of stuff with them through Mustad, you know. I take those guys fishing while they had that championship going on. I don't even know if they – I guess they still do it. I don't know if they do or not, because that deal was everybody throughout the U.S. could register to fish this particular tournament, and you paid a $40 or $50 entry fee, and it lasted a whole year. And if you had the biggest fish through your state, you got to fish this Big Bass World Championship, and they used to come to Lake Conroe every once in a while, and they just went to different lakes throughout the U.S. all the time, and you would fish to see if you were the Big Bass World Championship or champion. You'd catch, see if you'd catch the biggest one of that group, you know, for the year. And that was a kind of a neat deal, because some states it would take like a 5-pounder to win. Other states, you better have a 12-pounder to win, you know. And you could catch them out of a stock pond. You could catch them out of any lake. It didn't matter. As long as you were registered in it, you could catch them and weigh them in. And it was a neat little deal, you know, just for the, you know, the weekend warrior type deal. You just get out, and then finally you'd have the opportunity, because if I'm not mistaken, they even supplied the boats. So it was a cool little deal, you know, just for what it was, you know, just Big Bass tournament. But that's like that Big Bass Tour out there right now. I mean, that's a pretty good deal too, because they go to several lakes throughout the states. You know, like they go to Conroe, they go to Gunnersville, they just go all over.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody that's familiar with any of those lakes, I mean, or even if you're not, you can just kind of follow that tour around and fish 3 or 4 days. I don't remember how many days it is anymore, but fish 3 or 4 days and have an opportunity to win a truck or a boat and hourly money on that deal. So
yeah,
that's kind of neat, you know. And you know, Bob Seeley kind of got all that started with that McDonald's hourly, Big Bass deal. You know, he started all that hourly money and everything. And that was, you know, he started something big with that McDonald's deal, you know, way back in the day. And now it's just the Seeley Outdoors tournament. So, you know, even
Bob
though he passed away, didn't he? You're right. He passed away about 6-8 months ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Now.
Who's running it now? His daughter?
I think his daughter's running it all and stuff like that. You know, and that's another giant one, you know, because they go to Toledo Bend, Rayburn, and Lake Fork for the most part.
Well, they did come to Conroe. They just had something at Rayburn, you know, a couple of weeks ago, didn't they?
You know, I didn't pay much attention to it, so I'm not 100% sure what they had over there.
I thought there was some kind of Big Bass Splash or something going on.
And it probably was. It probably was. I just did, like I said.
Used to, you could stay on top of it, you know, stay on the tournaments that were going on. There's just so many now. Makes my head
especially
spin.
At Rayburn. Especially at Rayburn. I mean, there's tournaments all the time at Rayburn. I mean, every single weekend you're liable to have 4 or 5 different tournaments going on that one lake at one time. So it's, you know, and then, you know, like they've always done the Rayburn deal, and then I can't remember when they started the Toledo Bend deal. But once they started it, then they expanded to Lake Fork and stuff like that. You know, I know they had I think it was a Skeeter Owners tournament at Fork, and I've fished that thing before. So it was one of those deals, you know, way back in the day I had Skeeter as a sponsor, and it was you go fish those different tournaments like that, and it's fun fishing those things, but, you know, it's still – you know, it's super competitive because you got to beat everybody. I mean, that's just the way it is with me anyway. I mean, when I fish those dang things, you know, I tell people that go fishing with me, you know, they say, hey, I want to fish a tournament with you. Well, you got to understand, I've got 2 different modes. I've got guide mode and I got tournament mode. Tournament mode is completely different. I mean, there is no relaxing. It's wide open start to finish. We don't slow down. And I mean, it's just, there's two totally different personalities there. So,
yeah.
I mean, and you do the same thing because you get so focused and tuned in on what you're doing that you just, it's not the same thing as guiding. You know, that's what
the thing with tournaments, man. You just, everything's got to come together for you, you know?
It does. There ain't no doubt. It's got to come together.
It is.
Yep. Ain't no doubt. Stay focused with it. I mean, that's one of the things. I used to have these sayings during the tournament. You know, if you ever started off saying, I have to catch five, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
So, I just
made it like another fishing day. I'm just going fishing, man. Just getting
them. That's pretty much it. That's pretty
much it. All
right, Richard,
speaking of going, I got to go, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe, give them some info.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, bud. Richard, have a good day. Talk to you Saturday. Be safe, my friend.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Later. All right. Let's run down Matagorda Way now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. What's up, bud?
Oh, not much. Just laying here trying to decide whether I want to slip the waders on this morning or wade wet.
Well, it has warmed up a little, but... I don't know. It's your call.
Well, I've been waiting all week, and they've been waiting wet, and I've been slipping them on. You know, but
yeah, if it gets warm,
I don't know. It's
go
up
back
to
the boat and take them off.
Yeah, it's up to about 78, mm-hmm. I think. You know, but it's crazy weather for this time of year, man. It just won't get cool and stay cool. It just keeps up and down, up and down.
Well, we need another front.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. But fishing's pretty good. Nothing wrong with the fishing.
Right.
You catch more of those smaller trout if you're out there drifting, you know, if you're waiting.
Better quality weight.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one of them. We made a last wait about 1 o'clock when that moon was hitting the deck, and one of them released a 28, 29-inch trout.
Wow. But, what a nice fish.
Well, you know, you watch them release it, and you think they used to all go on a stringer, man. Golly.
I know.
You know, I won't let them put them on a stringer and bring it back to the boat and measure it and weigh it.
That fish won't have a chance.
You think you're going to turn it loose? You think it's going to live? No, it is not.
It may swim off, but it ain't got it.
Yeah, you know, you catch him and you immediately release him safely, and he'll make it. But no photo on that one. We let it go real quick. But it's been good. We're not, most of these fish are 16 to 19 inch fish that we're catching right now, you know.
Modern day solids.
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't believe how many people are still throwing croakers to catch three fish.
For three fish. Yep.
You know, my first weight, I went to a spot where I caught them good the day before. And, you know, we caught them, but it wasn't real fast, and after I left it, moved over a ways, I saw them come in there, and I put my binoculars on them. Three poles bent every cast.
With ripping ropes. Holes in them.
Yeah. Yep. So. Anyway.
Well, that's something that'll never stop. That's just, people are going to do it.
I guess it's just a fever, man. I guess they like that, though. You know,
I guess so. I'd rather have a corky thump than a croaker.
Corky thump, yeah. If you want a thump, throw a corky. Jesus.
I want to fool them, not feed them.
Only problem with that cork is I hate digging them out deep on those trout. They like to eat it deep, you know. And
yeah,
then you end
true.
Up killing more of them, you know. So it is what it is.
About half of my corkies that I have now, fat boys and originals, they don't have any barbs left on them. They're all mashed down just in case.
That's smart, yeah.
I mean, yep. you hook that, the best part setting the hook in them. And then doing the fight, and when you get them up to you, you look at them. I mean, instead of having to handle a fish, I wish he would get off. You don't have to handle him.
Right.
You got to throw him back anyway. I mean,
yeah.
You know, unless you're in a tournament, then you got to have barbs so you can get that fish and weigh him and put him back in the water, you know. Put the old boga on him. You know, I just don't know how good that boga grip is for those fish. Hooking them on the bottom lip and holding them up and the weight pulling on that bottom jaw like that. I don't know, you know, whether that's detrimental to those fish or not. I don't know.
Man, I think the best thing to do, if you know how to grab a fish gently in the right spot, you can let him go. You let a customer do it. You watch the customer. He's squeezing that fish. You know, there's a place to grab it gently. You can let him go safely, and he's going to live.
See, when I grab a fish, that, you know, my thumb on my right hand is always on that left pectoral fin right behind the shoulders, right behind the head. And you can get control of him like that, get the hook out, and just open your hand up, let him swim off.
Yeah.
But when you're squeezing them and gray matter's coming out of their anus, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. When we're in a boat drifting, I handle all the fish and release them all. I won't let them touch them.
Good for you.
So, trying to do my part.
I know
did enough
you are,
damage
Charlie.
Over the years, you know. So,
yeah,
whatever.
You've been detrimental to them for a long time. Might as well start taking care of them and nurturing them.
There you go.
Like little infants.
Like a little baby, yeah.
Little babies. Raising the babies.
There you go.
Well, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, how do they get a hold of you, brother?
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you Saturday. Catch them up, brother.
Take care, Mickey.
Thank you, man. Later.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Captain Charlie P. down in Matagorda. It's time for our break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.